She was a mixture of savagery and savoir-faire, this blue-blooded beauty queen who lived la vie extraordinaire. By the age of 18, danger had become a dopamine score. She'd already torched a priest, trashed Eden, and bitten Adam's apple down to the core. A Tetra Mountain tomboy, who was a girl, hunted for chamois in the snow, then evaded German capture by skiing, where even the eagles dare not go. Her noble Jewish mother was sent to a Polish death camp. Forever after, she carried the mind's eye memory of that gruesome Nazi table lamp. She stowed away in the boot of a diplomat's car, crossing several countries before taking refuge at the Kasbah. During the war, she first aided in a Fanny brigade, then was talent spotted by the spooks, who swiftly moved her into their spy trade. From 42 to 43, she worked with the Baker Street SOE. They gave her a Sten gun, stiletto, and a suicide pill, and also trained her in the dark art of the silent kill. With a life expectancy of just 6 weeks, she joined the jockey crew, a fear-loving bunch of freaks who set Europe ablaze fighting hand-to-hand in the streets. Her Secret Service pseudonym was Madame Pauline, but the men of Le Maquis knew her better as the man-eater made of nitroglycerine. The Nazis put a price of 5 million francs on her head. After that, the poster girl slept with a Sten gun and never more than a single night in the same bed. After winning the George Medal, Le Croix de Guerre, and an OBE, this beautiful Bond girl was Judas crossed by the British to the KGB. Churchill's favourite spy was murdered in a knife attack. Now all that remains of the Countess are the conspiracy theories and a little